Now we're going to describe the process of inflammation in a little bit more detail. One of the first things that often happens is cells such as mast cells will start to produce inflammatory chemicals such as histamine. This is a very powerful vasodilator and obviously dilates blood vessels and increases the permeability of the blood vessels. And what will happen now is that the white blood cells will be coming in the blood as usual to the area, and we're particularly interested in cells such as neutrophils. And they would normally go straight past, they would be zooming through the blood. So what happens is the white blood cells start expressing, the neutrophils start expressing certain proteins on the outside of their cells, receptor proteins. And at the same time, the blood vessel cells are also expressing proteins. And so they'll bind onto each other. And then they start, both of them selecting additional receptor proteins called integrins, which also attach. So by now they've slowed down. And then the neutrophils will squeeze between the blood vessels and go out into the surrounding tissues. And they're attracted to the site of injury, say, by chemotaxis due to things such as the bacterial toxins, if there's a bacterial infection, certain complement proteins such as C5a, and they'll begin the process of phagocytosis. Monocytes will also arrive, they're a little bit slower, and eosinophils and natural killer cells. So in order to phagocytose, cells such as neutrophils and monocytes produce lots of enzymes that are good at digesting proteins, particularly lysozyme. Oxidizing agents are formed due to the enzymes of the oxidizing age of the lysosomes, things such as superoxide, hydrogen peroxide, hydroxyl ions, and they'll damage the microorganism, but they'll also damage your own cells. Very often the neutrophils will be dying at the site of the infection, and these will then get cleaned up by cells such as macrophages. And remember that during this process, a great deal of cytokines are produced by all sorts of cells, particularly the white blood cells, and probably two of the most important ones produced are tissue necrosis factor alpha and interleukin-1. And tissue necrosis factor alpha causes the endothelial cells to express the adhesion molecules so they can grab hold of the white blood cells, and also acts as a chemotactic agent and causes fever. And what else does it do? It kills cells by apoptosis. It's basically a very pro-inflammatory chemical. Another cytokine produced at this time is interleukin-1, which again is a very strong pro-inflammatory cytokine. So that really is the end of the process of inflammation.